Acts chapter 24, beginning at verse 22. Then Felix, because he was rather well informed about the way, adjourned the proceedings. He said, "When Lysias, the commander, comes down, I will decide your case." He ordered the centurion to guard Paul, but to let him have some freedom, and not to prevent any of his friends from taking care of his needs. Several days later, Felix appeared in public with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish. He sent for Paul and listened to him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. While Paul instructed him about righteousness, self-control, and the coming judgment, Felix became frightened and replied, "Leave me for now, but when it is convenient, I will send for you." At the same time, he was also hoping that Paul would give him money, and for this reason he sent for him as often as possible and talked with him. After 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus. But because he wanted to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in prison. Chapter 25. 3 days after Festus arrived in the province, he went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea. Then the high priests and the leaders of the Jews brought formal charges against Paul and asked Festus for the favor of transferring Paul's case to Jerusalem. Their plan was to ambush and kill Paul along the way. However, Festus replied that Paul was being held in custody at Caesarea and that he himself intended to go there soon. Therefore, he said, "Let some of your leaders go down with me and press charges against him, if there is anything evil about the man." After spending no more than 8 or 10 days among them, he went down to Caesarea. The next day, he sat on the judicial bench and ordered Paul to be brought in. When he arrived, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him and brought many serious charges that they could not prove. Paul said in his defense, "I have not committed any offense against the Jewish law, against the temple, or against Caesar." But since Festus wanted to do the Jews a favor, he said to Paul, "Are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and stand trial before me there on these charges?" But Paul said, "I am standing before Caesar's judicial bench where I ought to be tried. I have done nothing wrong to the Jews, as also you yourself know very well. If I am guilty and have done something worthy of death, I am not trying to escape death. But if there is nothing to the charges they are making against me, no one can hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar." After Festus conferred with his council, he answered, "You have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you will go."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.